coming out at our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Mr. Furley.
Here's that magazine I borrowed.
Oh, thank you.
Well, what have we got here?
It's a present.
For Jack's birthday?
One of the nurses that I work with, Mr. Furley.
Oh, well, it's very sexy.
Why, Mr. Furley, have you been keeping secrets from me?
Now, you just watch it.
I'm just kidding. You know, I'm just fooling around.
All right, that's better.
But if you're not busy Friday night, there's a dance down at the pier, and I don't have
any. That's enough!
Jack, could you put your finger here, please?
At your service. Excuse me, coming through.
Hi, guys. Oh, hi, Mr. Furley.
Hi, Janet.
Guess
hi.
What, everybody? I got a job.
Guess what, Janet? You already have one.
This is another job, part-time. You know that aerobics class I've been taking?
Yeah?
Well, they think I'm good enough to teach my own class.
That's wonderful!
That's terrific, Teach. Way to go.
Thanks. Listen, the extra money is really going to help. Now, I got to get going. I have to get my gym bag. My first class is in an hour.
Janet's going to teach air aerobics? I didn't even know she could fly.
Mr. Furley, aerobics is exercise.
I knew that.
Oh, gosh. I hope I do okay tonight.
Oh, of course you will. You can do those exercises in your sleep. That's why they picked you.
Yeah, Terry, but I never taught a class before. I'm really kind of nervous.
Janet, you're going to be great. You have nothing to worry about.
Yeah, good luck. Thank you.
Thank you. Calm down.
See y'all later. Bye, Mr. Furley.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, I'm surprised at you two.
What?
Well, real friends would go to that class tonight and give Janet some moral support.
He's right, Jack.
What, exercise? Oh, come on, I'm beat. I was working until 4 this morning. I just had trouble walking out of the kitchen.
Now, look, Jack, if Janet can't count on the three of us.
The three of us?
Well, yeah, you're one of Janet's friends, too, aren't you, Mr. Furley?
Well, yeah, but I mean... Well, I can't go. I don't have anything to wear.
Well, I think you'd look very cute in this, Mr. Furley. Oh, look at that. You can wear the tiara and the pearls you got from the lover.
And reach and stretch. Reach for the ceiling, relax, exhale, and bring it down. And again, inhale and up and stretch and reach. Tummy's tight. What are you doing here?
Well, we thought you might like a little moral support.
Who's we?
Hey, come here.
Oh.
Oh, everything okay, Janet?
Oh, yes, everything's just fine, just fine.
Good. Be sure and check in the office after class.
Oh, sure, of course.
Mercy, Janet?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Oh, that's my boss.
Tremendously fine muscles.
Listen, Jack, don't get any funny ideas. I said that was my boss, you understand?
Right, I was just browsing, no problem.
All right, let's get started if our latecomers will find a place.
Go. Looking good. Hi, I'm Jack.
Oh, God. They're always hitting on me.
Okay, overhead side stretches. Ready, and to the right. Stretch and left. Stretch, right.
Hi, neighbor.
Now let's travel to the right step. Now put up. Hop and left. Hop and right. Hop and left. Just give up, Stella. You're not my type, okay?
Running is my life.
Oh, the pain.
Jack, you really did okay.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, you all did. Really, you were great.
You don't get a body like this without working.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I have to get to the hospital.
Oh, I didn't know you were working tonight.
Who said anything about working?
These young kids today can't take it. I think I'll jog home.
Listen, Jack, I have to go check in at the office. I'll see you later.
Water.
Water?
Excuse me.
You know, water's the worst thing you can drink after a workout.
Huh? What do you recommend?
A glass of wine.
Huh?
Well, I thought you might like to come by my place for a nightcap.
A nightcap? No, thanks. I don't like to go to sleep with anything on my head. Well, excuse me, I better be going. I want to go congratulate my roommate on a job well done.
Your roommate?
Yes, Janet. She's real happy to be teaching that class.
Oh, well, she should be. She did very well.
Well, I'll be glad to tell her that.
It would be too bad if something kept her from teaching it.
What could keep her from teaching that?
Well, nothing I can think of. Now, how about that drink?
I already told you. Wait a minute. Are you saying that Janet's job depends on what...
I'm saying I think you're very cute.
Thank you.
And I think we could have a lot of fun together at my place.
Oh, I bet we could. But the only trouble is I don't have a car.
Well, that shouldn't be a problem.
It is if you're trying to pass someone on the freeway.
Telephone.
I'll be right back.
Oh. You came just in time.
Don't you ever give up.
Okay, Terry. Dinner's ready.
Oh, great. After After all that exercise, I'm starved. That's dinner?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's better than nothing. No, it isn't.
It's a spinach shake. It has wheat germ and potassium powder and brewer's yeast and some spinach juice. I picked it up down at the health food store.
You should have left it there.
Oh, Jack! Hi, where'd you disappear to? I didn't even get a chance to thank you for coming to my class.
Janet, listen,
Guys, I love teaching that class. Really, and Tina, isn't she great? I mean, it is so nice to have a boss who appreciates you. It's not like down at the flower shop.
Janet, they appreciate you at the flower shop?
Oh, come on, Jack. I haven't had a raise in 3 whole years.
Well, that's because you haven't asked. You have to remind them how much they appreciate you.
Look, do you mind, Jack? I'm really enjoying teaching this class.
Janet,
now, if you guys will excuse me, I got some things to do.
What's with you?
It's Tina. She hit on me tonight.
Well, you do look adorable in short pants.
Well, Terry, come on. You get serious. When I said no, she threatened to fire Janet.
She said that?
No, not in so many words,
but... Oh, come on. Janet told me all about Tina. She flirts with every guy in the gym.
She does?
Yeah, by tomorrow, she'll forget all about you. So just relax.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know something, Terry? You got a good head on your shoulders.
Why, thank you.
Boy, for a while there, I thought I was in some trouble.
You are. That's a spinach milkshake.
Good luck!
What are you trying to do, kill me?
Gagany.
I'm in gagany. Tina, what are you doing here?
You didn't think I'd forget our drink, did you?
Yeah, but I told you that,
I know, you don't have a car.
That's right.
But I do. You drive.
Potato head. Trying to get some sleep.
Oh, don't tell me. You were out with Tina again last night.
All night. I'll tell you, that woman just can't get enough. Disco dancing till 5 a.m., and that's 3 nights in a row, Terry.
Well, can't you just say that you're busy?
I do, but she's still there waiting for me when I close the restaurant.
That's not fair of her. She can't expect you to go out dancing night after night.
Terry, the dancing is the easy part.
You were going to have to tell Janet everything.
Are you kidding? I can't even tell you everything, and you're a nurse.
But, Jack...
Well, Terry, listen, what am I going to tell Janet anyway? Hey, listen, I'm dating your boss so she won't fire you. You know how much pride Janet has. She'd quit in a second.
But it's just a part-time job.
Yeah, that's true. But...
Oh, hi, guys.
Janet, what are you doing home?
Well, I couldn't wait to tell you the news.
What news?
I talked to my boss today at the flower shop, and I really laid it on the line.
Hey, you took my advice.
I did, Jack, I did. I said, look, I have not had a raise or any promotions in 3 whole years, and I think it's time for a change, and he agreed.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, he fired me. He fired you!
He fired you!
He disappeared!
What? He fired you?
Yeah. What?
Why are you so happy?
Because I stopped at the club on the way home and I told Tina she offered me a full-time job at More Money.
Janet, listen, I have to tell you something about Tina and me. See,
I'll get it. Hello? Okay, it's Tina.
That's for me.
Hello? Oh, hi, Tina. Hi, Janet. Listen, I'm really busy. Could you do me a favor and tell Jack I can't go to the movies with him tonight?
You had a date to go to the movies tonight with Jack? This is the third time this week? You must really like him.
Like him? Oh. Oh, I think he's wonderful.
Great. Well, bye, Tina.
Now, Janet, before you say anything,
Tripper,
see, the
thing... I told you not to get involved with my boss.
I'm not. Believe me, I don't care a thing about Tina.
You don't? Oh, that's great, Jack. That is just terrific. You lead her on, and then you drop her. And you know who she's going to take it out on, Jack? Me.
Janet.
Jack, I hope you are happy, lover boy. To you, it was just a silly little fling, but now I'm the one who's in trouble.
I could come back.
Get out of my way, Larry.
You got Janet in trouble? No.
She was talking about Tina.
You got Tina in trouble?
No, Tina got Jack in trouble.
You lost me here. I gotta go talk to Tina.
What are you going to say?
I don't know, but I gotta end this somehow. Who's Tina?
Oh, Janet's new boss. She's insatiable. She's all over Jack.
Really? I mean, how degrading.
Jack's never gonna get this sex-mad woman to drop him.
Sex-mad?
Oh, I just wish she'd get involved with another man.
Huh, a woman like that? What man could be so desperate?
Oh, Tina, I have to talk to you. It's real important.
Okay.
Ah! Yourself.
Okay.
Now, what's the matter?
Dina, it's about you. You and Jack. Why'd you have to say yes when he asked you out?
Well, he didn't ask me out. I sort of blackmailed him into it.
Blackmailed?
I kind of hinted that if he didn't go out with me...
Yeah?
I'd fire you.
What?
Well, of course, I didn't mean it for a second. I think you're a wonderful instructor. Oh, I hope this doesn't affect our relationship.
Well, of course it does. Look, Tina, either you stop seeing Jack or I'm quitting, and I mean that.
Okay, I'll stop seeing him.
You will?
Janet, having you on my staff is very important to me.
It is?
Also, my boyfriend just came back in town.
Your boyfriend, he's
big.
And now, Janet, as long as you're here, be a dear and get me the class list.
Oh, sure, Tina.
Hi there, you lose something? I'm sorry. Can you tell me where I might find Tina? Thanks. Hi, doll. I'm Larry.
I'll be with you in a minute.
Ooh, I don't think I can wait that long. Love your equipment.
I beg your pardon?
Your gym equipment.
Oh, care to try it?
I'll try anything once, sweetheart.
Oh, good. Well, first you slip into these.
Whoa, pretty kinky. I know, don't tell me. You want to make sure I don't get away, huh?
Oh, now, you step into this.
I'll step into anything here. I don't care.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. What do I do now?
Well, put your feet right up there.
Right up here, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen,
there you go.
After you're finished here, mm-hmm. Why don't you come back to my place for a real workout? You know what I mean?
Oh, I'd love to, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to turn you down.
Well, you died!
I like guys who come on strong.
Hey, wait a minute. Tina! Jack! Larry, what are you doing? Get me up! Get up!
Dizzy here.
You all right?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Just trying to do you a favor.
What?
Well, I thought if Tina met me, she might lose interest in you.
Well, what happened?
I don't know. She said something about not liking guys who come on too strong. Larry, that's it. That's why she's so attracted to me. I've been playing hard to get.
Yeah, that's great.
I've got to come on strong.
Yeah,
thanks a lot.
Could you have done Jack? Jack!
Hey, babe.
Hey, juice me.
Apple for Jack, passion fruit for the lady.
We don't have any passion fruit.
Oh, yeah? No prob, juice tender. I'll squeeze my own. Come here.
You can kiss your teeth goodbye.
Hey, let him go.
I don't think he heard you.
You asked for this. Oh, my God.
What?
That bicep. You must have put a quarter of an inch on it.
You noticed.
Have you been bench pressing behind my back?
Well, I was sort of saving it for surprise.
You two probably want to be alone, excuse me.
Right after I take care of you.
Chest hairs.
This is so funny, isn't it funny, Tina?
What's funny?
Tina could possibly be interested in a weak, puny excuse for a man like this.
Well, I thought...
Wait a second, wait a second. You thought I had a thing for this wimp?
Oh, come on, Jenny. You said you'd never tell.
Shut up!
Let's go pump some iron together.
You really know how to get to a guy, don't you?
Hi, Tina. Nice to meet you, Mr. Bunyan.
Let me tell you about Tina and me.
Oh, no, it's okay, Jack. She told me everything.
Everything?
Yeah. Thanks, Jack.
Oh, Jack.
Oh, thank you.
Jack!
Larry! Larry!
Jack, let's get him down.
Oh,
Larry.
Thanks, pal. You know, Janet, you look a lot better upside down.
Really, Larry?
Yeah.
Well, then why don't you look again?
Janet! Jack! Janet! Jack! Hey, you guys! What about me?
Hang in there.
Did you speak with Tina?
Well, I didn't exactly.
Listen, I've been thinking. Your only way out is to convince Tina that you're passionately involved with someone else.
Terry, there's no reason
Would
I
have... Would you just listen to me? The next time Tina sees you at the gym, she'll find you in a compromising position with me.
Terry, I don't think that's necessary... With you?
Uh-huh.
Gee, I don't know. I wouldn't know what to do.
Oh, gosh, do I have to do everything? Okay, now. Tina has to see something like, this. Shh. I'm doing this for you, Janet.
What's going on?
We have to get Tina to drop Jack.
She already has.
Huh?
Oh, I guess in all the excitement, I forgot to tell you.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.